Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, and 7:06. Happy Wednesday day to you. Mames is out. It's all gone downhill from here. Bill and I are in charge right now, and I want everyone to listen to me while I eat my banana. 7:06. Talked about food. Speaking of food, McDonald's and Krispy Kreme, new partnership. I saw this one coming from a mile away, by the way. You know, McDonald's has been in the breakfast game a few years, quite a while.
A bit. I'm familiar with them.
A little longer than most, maybe.
Right.
Well, they said, you know what? Rather than us deep fry, let's use somebody else's deep fryer. Let's get fried up. And what are they adding? Krispy Kreme. You're welcome, Krispy Kreme. You know my baby.
Oh. I'm loving it. Are you loving that? Krispy Kreme and McDonald's partnering up, set to go by
2026.
2026, something to look forward to.
Is that how long it takes to cook a donut?
To do it the right way.
They're only going to offer three flavors, though. That's what I saw in another tweet. That whether or not this is confirmed or not, I don't know.
Okay.
So use this as gospel. They're only going to have the glazed, the chocolate covered, and the chocolate with sprinkles. How many flavors is Dunkin's the one known for all the flavors? Krispy Kreme has.
I think they get down at Krispy Kreme.
Do they with the wide variety of donuts? We don't have one here, so I'm not, you know what I mean? Like hunting.
There's only one for me.
Well, I'll take that back. We do have them. They're just inside of Harris Teeter's.
Right. There's only one flavor that I go to.
Glazed. See, back in the day, the glazed ones kind of made my tum-tum rumble. I don't know what it was. Like, I wasn't feeling the glazed back in the day. I've always been more of like a stuffed donut. Hey, what's up, Jody? Can't forget about daylight in this situation.
Oh, shout out daylight.
Right? Daylight does it. I mean, I'd put daylight toe-to-toe
right
on
there.
Krispy Kreme.
Right there.
I'd put them right
now.
Now,
coconut daylight supersedes everything.
This is a dirty one right there.
Yeah, that's how I get down.
Them stoofed, the pumpkin spice ones they had last year. What? Speaking of, have you seen any pumpkin spice recently?
No, I have not.
I have.
I'm loving it. Where?
Dang, JT on that too? At the house. Demi made some homemade pumpkin muffins. I got all excited because we went to the grocery over the weekend, you know, trying not to mortgage the house to pay for the groceries. And
how's that going?
With two kids? 3 and 5, and Noah's a growing boy. Boy's getting taller every day.
I believe that.
Bought a jar of pumpkin filling. I got excited. I was like, dang, girl's letting me loose. I'm about to have a pumpkin pie. Nah, she used like a spoonful and like did it inside the like just to get enough muffin flavor, like pumpkin flavor to let you know it's there, but not enough to satisfy. But it's okay. She's looking after me. She did cook them with some chocolate chips on top, though.
That's nice.
And what I did, are you a big leftovers guy? Have we talked about this?
Yeah, I do. It depends on the leftover. I try not to leave any leftovers.
No, that's fair. I don't like, that's my new thing. I don't like cooking more than what you're going to eat. You know what I mean? I try to do that now too.
Sure.
But like the leftover game for me is strong. I'll take a combo. I'll take four random things. I'll put them all together.
Right.
Put together Mozart, you know, like the Mona Lisa.
That's it.
So with the pumpkin muffins, she also packed me a little cup of Greek yogurt. What I did, I made me a little pumpkin muff Sammy with the middle spread being that
you're
Greek.
Crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I took that and I spread it and then I ate it and it was good.
That sounds amazing.
But here's my beef.
Shout out Demi. She's looking out.
She's trying. Dude, she's got this low sodium cookbook she's got me on right now.
Okay.
And so we're doing it, baby. We're doing it.
Feel good? You look good.
Yeah, I you know what? I feel 34. You know what I mean?
That's it.
You know, that's how I feel. I'm loving it, JT style.
You guys kind of
have similar
harmonized
ranges
there for a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew I saw you in Trolls.
Well, Yeah, you did. I was that green one drooling on the side.
Right.
Eating them Krispy Kremes at McDonald's.
Trolls big in your house?
Three times as big. You know, we're world touring Trolls.
Right. They got a new one.
Do they?
No.
Maybe.
What's the one with the boy band?
World Tour? World Tour's been going on.
Okay. I feel like
they might have a new one coming. We started watching, which is it inappropriate? Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Without you getting offended. There is a movie on Disney called Red Panda. Have you seen this one?
I'm familiar with it. I have not seen it.
So we watch it.
Okay.
It's obviously, let's be honest, it's storytelling a lady coming of age.
Okay.
I believe that to be what the symbiotic relationship here is to the movie. Is it bad that, like, you know, like, because I'll kind of, like, look over at Demi in the middle of the movie, like, is this accurate? Is this explained? This situation. Not happy when I do it, by the way. Completely. What? Like, it's definitely not funny. But in my mind, I giggle a little bit.
Right.
Just a smidgen.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah. I've watched it 5 times already.
Right.
I've seen it a few times. I probably have some lines memorized. Because you said like the boy band. Well, that's why I thought. I was like, wait, were you in my house last night when Red Panda was on? Because there's a boy band in it. I'm like, that's the thing. It's like the girl's like,
right,
all giddy teenage little girls,
sure,
giddy. You know what, right, I mean? I don't know what that has to do with Krispy Kreme donuts, but it certainly does in my mind.
Well, I'm excited that people are innovating.
Are you going to go to McDonald's to get a Krispy Kreme donut?
I don't know.
Like, would you intentionally, I'm going to McDonald's to get Krispy Kreme?
And is it all day? And will they have a light? I have questions. I just have questions.
I would doubt it's not. If I had to guess. Again, Mickey D didn't call me. No, it would not be all day. It would just be during breakfast. So you got till what, 9:45 now? When's breakfast then?
I think it's still like 10 or 11.
Okay. Sometimes I'm confused. They will definitely be freeze-dried and reheated via deep frying.
Well, that's certainly exciting. I'm more fired up than ever. Now, I would stumble over there at a, you know, quick lunch, get a Big Mac.
Stumbling during lunch?
Yep. And then, you know, indulge a little too.
As long as you take lunch before 10:30.
They got to serve it all day.
No.
It's a donut, man.
Yeah, but it's McDonald's.
And what happens when I go over there and they say the donut machine is down?
Then you call President Biden, because him and the Justice Department are all over that right now. You saw that, right? That, no. They said that they, I think you said it like during the State of the Union. We will crack down on the problem that has persisted across QSR restaurants. QSR being quick service restaurants, right, aka fast food, the ice cream machines. Mm. This is unacceptable. It's racist that the machines are broken.
Right.
You know who made a funny comment? Buttigieg. We'll see if I got that clip for us for later.
Okay.
Later on in the day. We talked about Pokemon once. Mamie didn't know anything about Pokemon. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was the other version of Pokemon. Same family. Those who know what I'm saying, get what I'm saying. Somebody, was it naughty? It's kind of naughty. A little naughty activity happening. But maybe there was a positive that came from it. Maybe not. You'll find out. I will too.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good Morning LKN on WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:18. You know, I pulled out of the neighborhood this morning. I make a left out of my neighborhood every day. It was a little congestion-y even here on the local side. Let's see what's going on out there. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Irondale County down to the city of Charlotte. We got Jeff on the phone. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound out of Statesville to Mooresville. traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. Everything's flowing. There's no accidents to report. Of course, when you get down towards Huntersville, I'm sure there'll be some slowdowns this morning. 77 northbound. Earlier this morning, there was a one-car accident in Charlotte in the toll lane, but I'm sure that's cleared up by now. And 77 northbound traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses, too. The secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. Just be careful out there. There is some ponding on the road. There's different places where I've hit heavier rain. So just leave some extra room. No NASCAR drafting today. It's not a good idea to be on somebody's bumper.
Does the do the ICATS buses get a little bit going, you know, when it gets slick out there like this with the water? Do you got to, you know, kind of rein it in a little bit because all that torque?
Well, I do try and just go a little slower. It even, you know, as you're going down, well, 77 north or south, it'll, you know, they even have signs, you know, because of the wet roads, you know, go a little slower. People, a lot of them don't, you know, heed that, but you should. Yeah, you gotta, you know, it does take a little longer to brake when the roads are wet. So leave a little extra room for people today.
Jeff using that get there in one piece approach. I like that, Jeff. We appreciate that. We appreciate ICATS and rideicats.com. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too. RideICats.com. Thursday going to Winston-Salem. Friday going to Hickory. Only a dollar each way from your door in Iredell County. RideICats.com.
$1.
Only a dollar to get it done.
Safely.
Dollar make you holler.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th up there at Wilkes Community College. Be there. We'll see you there. Today's word of the day, it's a noun. Yeah, now I got your attention. It's a noun. Megillah.
Megillah, the killer.
Megillah.
The thriller in Manila.
Megillah.
Megillah. It's a noun. So it's a person, place, or a thing.
Correct. Megillah. For those following along at home, that's M-E-G-I-L-L-A-H.
That's a strong word. May I have it in a sentence, please? I can take a guess now if you'd like.
Shoot for it.
Krusty.
No. No. No, not Krusty. Here it is in a sentence. Don't worry about reciting the whole Megillah from last night's game. Just give me the highlights.
Ooh, play-by-play. The details, the full story, the entirety, the complete and total destruction of civilization.
You are actually pretty spot on there.
To annihilation? Annihilation was the
synonym? No. The full story.
Oh, full story.
Hit those horns again for yourself. Yeah, there it is. Megillah.
The Megillah. Give me the Megillah. That's what I'm going to start saying to people instead of full story. Give me the deets.
Right. Give me the Megillah. Here's what I got. Megillah is slang for a long, involved story or account. Megillah can also refer to a complicated sequence of events or can be used as a synonym of ball of wax, meaning everything involved in what is under consideration.
Give me the whole ball of wax.
Give me the whole ball of wax.
Give me the whole Megillah.
Give me the Megillah.
Sounds like something that Gilligan would say, like from Gilligan's Island.
Right.
Give me the Megillah.
Right.
Is that how his accent was? Is that how he was? That was an older TV show. Did you ever watch that, Gilligan's Island?
I am familiar with it. I don't know all the characters.
I was going to say, name the characters.
Right. I know nothing. You know what? I've never seen it. I know nothing.
Well, it's about a guy and a group of people, actually, who get stuck on an island.
Right.
From a boat.
Yes.
And I don't think they ever get saved. Do they ever get saved? Did the series end with them getting saved?
The series ended with
Or was
just...
it cannibalism?
Oh.
Did you see the video of the dude eating the foot? Was that on your timeline? Dude, I don't know what's up with my timeline right now. I think Elon is saying, Justin, here's the real world. There's a video of a dude, like, I don't know, Arizona, California,
No, that's not on the show sheet.
Okay, all right.
That's not on the show
sheet. But the Earls
sheet.
Of Leicester, they will be at Merlefest April 25th through the 28th.
The Earls of who?
The Earls of Leicester. Also, Dawn of the Buffalo. JT won't.
He wishes.
He does wish he could be there. Merlefest going down April 25th through the 20th. We had Wes Whitson, the director of the festival, on yesterday. If you missed that, go back to WSIC News on Instagram. You can watch that interview. It's cool talking with them. They're sold out of like a lot of the parking stuff already. I believe the four-day camper, like on-lot camper spots are already taken. Shout out Justin Dionne, who's a big camper. He says he got a 4-day and he's bringing the camper out there for the full 4 days.
Yeah, he's going to love that.
He's definitely going to be all into that. Ben Daniels will be there as well. We're going to broadcast portions of it during the show. We'll check in with Ben while he's there. I think that's going to be the plan. We're gonna check in with Ben.
I'm with it.
Justin Dionne will be a band. I had that kind of slipped out. Justin Dionne will be joining him maybe at some point too. I've been talking to him. We'll get the Megilla. We've got Miss Black North Carolina coming on next. I had a chance to meet her this past weekend. Michelle.
Yes.
I met her Saturday night at a soiree and super kind and excited to hear her story. She's got a nonprofit that she works, she's the executive director of. Also right. works
and
for.
And she's an Aries. She's an Aries.
Taylor Swift?
Nope.
What's Aries?
Maybe. It's a horoscope.
Oh, that's her sign.
I think we're in Aries season.
Right now?
I believe so.
Is that rain induced or more month based?
Star.
Oh.
Star influence strictly.
Wow.
From my little knowledge.
Okay. We'll talk to Michelle, hear what's going on with
we'll get the whole McGill.
I think it's similar because we had Miss Iredell County on previously.
Correct.
And she was then gonna be competing, I think, for Miss North Carolina. So I think Michelle, and I don't know the pageant scene that well, we're gonna find out.
Get the McGill.
Being Miss Black North Carolina. Miss Black USA, is that the progression?
I believe that she does have a competition in D.C.
Yeah, I think that's the track. Like if you,
but we'll get the Megillah from her.
We'll get the Megillah. The Megillah will happen.
I'm excited.
Throughout the day. You know who else might be excited? The residents of Baltimore. Don't know if they are or not.
Okay.
Because Baltimore wants to sell hundreds of vacant homes for $1 each. Good deal?
What?
$1. I think Detroit did the same thing here in recent days. Basically, properties that have been abandoned, the government owns them now at this point, foreclosure tax, whatever. Now they're trying to revitalize. So they'll take the loss. They take the hit. It's not about making money. They want injection into the community. They want people to come back. Would you buy a house in Baltimore for $1?
Yeah.
I probably would too. I'll buy 5. I got a 5 on it.
Can I hold 5?
I'll throw 5 on it. Get 5 units?
Give me 5?
Yeah, I'll give you 5 to get 5 for you.
Wow. Okay.
$1 each. They probably need a lot of
like
work.
It sounds like a steal.
Yeah, they probably
need
a little
need
work.
Some work.
And I wonder if you get to, is it
not
more
moving
like,
ready?
Just random assigned, or do you get to pick the unit?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, here's a pool of however many Baltimore's got, let's be conservative, 5,000.
Right.
Here's 5,000 units, $1 each. It's kind of like a, you
what's
know,
stopping the same people who are committing the crime to just buy the house?
It's a fair question. Unless there's like an approval system, vendor approved.
Mm. Will I they, like it. Will they I love us? Baltimore.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why these houses are the way they are.
Yes.
It's probably in a not safe part of town.
I would say so.
Or previously distressed. Is that a better marketing term?
Right.
Up and coming.
I mean, a dollar each. You can only go up.
I guess that's fair. You sell it for two. You double your
right.
money. You double your money. Overnight.
Real estate's a good investment.
It's the biggest wealth builder in the world. And this is from Bloomberg. This is Bloomberg Business saying for a dollar each, an attempt to revive neighborhoods that have been plagued by crime and disrepair. The program will offer more than 200 city-owned vacant properties to residents who commit to repairing and living in them. So you got to move to Baltimore. And let's be honest, let's wait. We're going to have an honest conversation here. likely going to be living across the street from crackheads. Are you okay with that? For a dollar. Get you the house for a dollar. Michelle's here.
Oh, cool.
But are you buying it? Or
Yes.
Okay. So you would move to Baltimore?
Yeah. That would make my significant other really happy.
Really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Her fam's there.
Right.
Is this, do you think that these are the same homes that were shot in The Wire?
Yes.
Same exact ones. Same streets.
Similar, yeah.
Different, but same?
Right. I mean, the inside probably looks awesome. Probably some brick walls.
Down to the studs, no doubt.
I'm a sucker for exposed brick, so.
That's all. You have literally the exterior brick is the interior brick. That's the
correct
advantage.
Both
a pro and a con.
Right.
There is great views, not a lot of efficiency.
Right.
It gets cold in Baltimore, doesn't it, in the winter?
It does get cold.
Yeah.
That's like my only...
Few of these probably have had some bonfires inside, I would guess.
Hmm?
Little cozy spot to gather around the fire, tell stories of the good old days, to possibly share needles and do things like that. And so let's see revitalization happen for Baltimore. I'm pro revitalization of Baltimore.
I'm pro Baltimore.
Well, unless it's against the Panthers. Will that ever happen?
Yes, it's happened.
Oh, it has happened. Or would we still be friends? Who would you pick in that case?
The Panthers.
Ooh, Nat.
Yeah.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34 on this Wednesday. I'm joined now by Miss Black North Carolina, Michelle. How are you?
Yes, good morning.
Fidelia?
Well, Fidelia.
Fidelia.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I wanted to say that right.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Don't want to botch your last name.
That's okay. Just call me Justin. It's nice to meet you and see you again. We got to meet on Saturday at the Lake Norman Chamber Gala going on. You were hanging out with the Sash. Dressed
yes.
up to the nines, looking beautiful as usual.
Thank you. Had to be. Congratulations again
to
Entrepreneur of the Year. That's
Thank you.
Major.
Appreciate you. Tell us your story about how you got involved in pageants. How did you come to be Miss Black North Carolina?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again. It has been such a fun ride. Absolutely. So my sister was like, hey, you should potentially, you know, do this. And I have never, you know, thought about pageants or said, like, this is my life journey. But as soon as I joined, I was like, this sisterhood is amazing. There's so many beautiful, you know, competent, intelligent women, business owners, nonprofit owners like myself, and just a great organization.
When was this? Like your sister telling you this? When was this?
Like a month and a half ago.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's been a roller coaster, but
so you had never done pageants prior to or anything like that?
No, my inaugural pageant, and I him here.
And you got handed a crown on your first round.
The title holder, yes.
Not bad. No, it's
here,
okay. But... yeah. So what was that? What was the process like then getting ready? Because a month and a half ago, that's not a lot of runway.
Yeah.
Was it like a crash course at that point? Or like,
oh,
what did you have to go through?
Crash course. Yes. Yeah. So lots of free YouTube. Shout out to YouTube on, you know, how to walk, because it's a lot different. I've also modeled. So the runway walk versus a pageant walk, like runway is very serious face and pageant is like smiles and, you know, looking at judges, looking at the audience. So definitely a lot of like practicing my walk. And then I had singing as my talent. So practicing that with anybody who would listen, my friends and family. I actually did karaoke to like break the nerves.
Oh,
so there's been a lot of fun parts.
What was your jam on karaoke? Like what was
my gosh, I did Teddy Swims.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a lot. That's a hard one to do, but it was fun. You know, I was nervous at first. As soon as I did karaoke, I was like, I need to make sure that my confidence is at an all-time high when I'm on stage
totally.
In front of like everybody in the audience. So karaoke was a good icebreaker to be able to see if I could do it. And it was a lot of fun. And some people are on their phones. Like, nobody's really paying attention. Everybody's just
enjoying. Oh, don't do that. Every eye was on you in that room.
No, at karaoke,
staring.
It was, no. It was totally chill. And, you know, people who knew the song were singing along, so.
So when you get on stage then for Miss Black North Carolina, were you nervous like in that moment, or what was that like on stage?
You know, I didn't think I would be at all, because I'm like, this is not even, so the whole show is about like 2.5 hours and there's tons of girls. So my portion is, I don't know what, like 10 minutes maybe on stage. So I was like, I'm not going to be nervous at all. And then as soon as it's like lights, camera, action,
you
my
come
heart's
around
like,
the corner,
boom, boom,
yeah,
boom, 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 boom. Like, it's adrenaline because you're changing outfits, you have evening gown, you have talent, you have fitness. So, yeah, I didn't think I'd be nervous, but I was. And you just manage it as best as you can.
So what were like the questions you got? Like, because you have to give like speeches, right? Like on stage, and like part of it, like solve world peace right now. Like, what was that like?
I mean, there was one on stage question that is on my YouTube channel. So they asked me like, have you ever failed in life, and like, how did you manage it? So, and that was another piece of me practicing. Like every single day I have just questions that I found online that I...
Oh, so they don't give you practice questions?
No, it's like right there, hot fire.
I thought they'd give you at least like a list of 100 to narrow it down to or something.
It can be politics. I mean, we were in March, so women's history. Mm-hmm. It can be anything. And that was my question. So I think I did pretty well.
Well, you won.
I did, yes.
What about the other like kind of competition? Because I saw on your Instagram like athletics or something like that.
Fitness.
So there's fitness. So there's what are some of those other categories like you kind of had to work through?
Yeah, so we had the first kind of on stage dance with all the girls, which is super fun. It wasn't recorded, unfortunately.
Was it choreographed? Like everybody was choreographed together?
Yeah. So we had to do that all together, and we practiced it like a lot to make sure that it was really good.
Cool.
And I wish it was on video. I think somebody did get it. But so that's the beginning. And then we have the onstage question. There's no real speeches that I know you were mentioning that anybody.
Well, you're a great speaker is why I'm at. They should have let you speak. You're a great public speaker.
I appreciate it. But so yeah, we had like the opening number, and then I don't know in particular order, but opening number, we had fitness, we had the evening gown, we had talent, obviously. So we had a couple different.
Did you sing as your talent?
Yeah. That's why I did karaoke.
Oh, I thought you were doing that just to like pregame, like just to get the nerves out. Yeah, like I thought you were just doing karaoke for fun.
Well, it
like.
Was, you know, it was a double win for that. So yeah, I did sing. It was a beautiful song, Hermosa Flor by Nadia Natasha.
Uh-huh.
It basically talks about her unborn child, and that flows into my life because I have a 2-year-old daughter. And
how beautiful. What's her name?
Amelia.
Amelia.
Shout out to Amelia.
It's so cool. I have a 3-year-old daughter. So
you understand.
It.
Yes.
It's a struggle, right? Ooh, I'm on the struggle bus.
At toddler age. We're team no sleep over here.
I'm taping my eyes open over here. That's what I'm trying
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. But yeah, the song was really nice, and it was near and dear to my heart. So I was glad I could sing it. And in Spanish, which...
You speak Spanish, too?
I do speak Spanish.
We're talking with Michelle Fedelia, Miss Black North Carolina, soon to be Miss Black USA. Can I say
soon
that?
Soon to be 2024 Miss Black USA. Yes, sir.
So is being a queen, I'm going to call you a queen.
It's a queen, yes.
Is that a full-time gig, or do you do other queen-like activities on the side?
So I try and put as much as I can in, obviously representing North Carolina now, but I do have a full-time job. I'm a senior project manager with iParametrics.
Okay, so you do a day gig too on top
of
repping a crown.
I do, right after this, I'll be working from home, which is great, but yes.
So for covering Miss Black North Carolina, do you have to travel the state right now too? Or like, because I imagine like there's a whole aspect of, okay, now that you're representing a group of people, in essence, right? Is that our state? I mean, is that the mantra of becoming Miss Black North Carolina?
I mean, definitely. We want to make sure that we're representing North Carolina well, and that we're getting that national crown, you know, in August. So it's not necessarily like a planned, scheduled thing, but there are different events. I'll actually be this Saturday going to Asheville, where
Ooh.
I was raised with my girlfriend's radio station, Slay the Mic.
Oh,
so
cool.
That'll be
so
fun.
You were raised in Asheville?
I was raised in Asheville.
What school did you go to up there?
Carolina Day School.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice private school in the mountains.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so did you grew up in North Carolina then, born in Asheville?
Born and raised.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And where did you go to college? Or was that
NC State.
You went to NC. Well, congrats to you then. The Wolfpack
Nation
is crushing it in
yes.
the March Madness right now. You got to be excited.
I know. We're doing great. And I am proud to call that my alma mater. So,
what did you major in at State?
French and International Studies. I did dual degrees.
So if I have my math right, you speak English, you speak Spanish, and you speak French?
The French I don't speak as fluently as my Spanish, just because it, you know, there's not that many people here that I can speak with. Yeah, but I do have a...
My wife speaks French.
Does she?
She does.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You chatted with her on Saturday night.
I know.
I
need to go to her school. Yeah. We're going to read to the kids.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be
great. Yes. Yeah. She would have you out here reading books to kids.
In French, hopefully.
There you go. Or Spanish.
Cool.
Either way. Dealer's choice.
Right.
Maybe a mix of both. What do you think?
Let's see what pops up.
Page to page.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
All right. So talk to us then about Washington, D.C., Miss Black USA, starting August 3rd, the week of August 3rd.
So August 3rd is the MS category. I think the...
MS, what is that?
That's the age group that I'm in.
Okay.
So we have three different groups. There's a teen group, there's an MISS, and then I'm the MS for us older gals.
No, that is only number. Don't let them do that to you. No.
I mean, it is what it is.
Seasoned beauties, we'll say.
Hey,
there you go.
The seasoned queens.
There you go.
Put a little salt, a little salt on our
name. There you go.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to August 3rd. I don't know the exact time yet, but I think it's over 100 days away, so every day I'm making sure.
It's a lot of time to think about it.
It's a lot of time to think about. I have to have new outfits and perfect the talent portion and just get everything ready.
Are you gonna sing again?
Of course.
Did anybody else sing it at Miss Black North Carolina?
They did.
Oh, yeah. So you had to battle dual singing.
I mean, everybody did really, really well. I was like, oh my gosh, I should maybe put the mic down. But if everybody compared themselves to Beyonce, nobody would sing.
Well, can I ask you something? Have you ever done curling? You know what curling is?
I know it, yeah.
So they have a place in Charlotte, and I did curling.
I had no idea.
It's actually, I think, where they train somebody. I don't know. It's pretty
like Olympic trains.
But it's like one of those you walk up, you wouldn't expect it to be this big deal, but then you go inside. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to trash talk. Like I learned that very quickly when I'm sliding the rock on the ice as I'm trash talking the other team. Is there trash talking in pageantry?
Oh, he wants the tea. He wants the real tea. I don't know per se. I definitely felt some tension. Like you don't know how everybody's gonna react to not winning. But I mean all the girls that I had were super awesome, and we just got the pictures back, the professional pictures, and I was kind of in a daze when I won, and looking at all the girls, they're smiling and clapping. So fortunately, that everybody was super nice, but we'll see what Nationals has to bring.
Playing nice for now.
Right.
We'll see about Nationals. We'll get you trained up.
We'll
don't
see.
You worry.
I appreciate it.
We've got Michelle Fedelia, Miss Black North Carolina, going to be competing for Miss Black USA first week of August. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yes.
Let's talk about, you got a nonprofit too that
I
you
do,
also.
Sisters United Inc. I'd love to talk about
it. We're going to talk about Sisters United Inc. Stick around. Good morning, fam.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48, hanging out with Michelle Fedelia, Miss Black North Carolina, soon to be Miss Black USA as of the first week of August.
Sir.
Will they crown in that moment, or do you have to go home, wait, and then they come back and tell you?
Oh gosh, that'd be awful. No, they tell us right then and there.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
And you're going to sing again, as you did for Miss Black North Carolina. Are you going to sing the same song?
I feel like you don't trust my singing ability.
Well, let's go ahead and give it a try. You want to give it a try? Just give me a chorus. Any chorus you want.
Como te amo tanto sin conocerte.
Oh my.
I just fired the horns too. I fired the horns on that one.
You can fire them again. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. That was a little sneak peek of the talent.
Just a sneak peek. And you said, is it going to be video streamed?
It'll be
live streamed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a note right now.
Write that down. Yes.
August 3rd right there. That is the MS category.
That is the MS category. Mm-hmm.
The beautiful seasoned ladies category.
Seasoned queens
category.
I think it's 30 plus. I don't know the actual range, 25 to 45.
Well, they say 30 is the new 20.
We're millennials are rocking it right now.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Absolutely.
You're crushing it because you also have a nonprofit that you're the executive director of. In addition to working full time, in addition to being the queen,
and
you
mommy.
also, and mom.
Yes.
And you've got a nonprofit.
Yeah, so Sisters United, Inc., thank you, is a nonprofit I started in 22, federally registered 501c3, and it's for single moms, empowering them in their new journey into motherhood, because everybody's a new mom for the first time. So wanting to give them resources, whether that's legal assistance, counseling, having a nurse 24/7. So I'm definitely in the looking for seed money phase, applying for grants, making sure that I can have everything set up. And actually yesterday I started my bank account for it, business bank account.
That's exciting. So,
yeah, I'm hoping in a couple of months I'll do a community baby shower.
Ooh.
Really fun. So getting, you know, local partners to help us out with that.
And so is it, are you geared toward like the physical needs for single moms, the emotional needs, kind of the community needs? What kind of inspires you on that mostly? Oh,
everything. I had a pretty traumatic experience in my postpartum. So I want to make sure that no woman goes through that. You know, it's just like a very emotional, physical time in a woman's life. So making sure that these women have the resources they need to not feel alone. That's why it's Sisters United. And it's an homage to my sisters. Shout out to my three older sisters.
Oh,
and that's where we got the, that's where I got the name Sisters United.
Are they involved with you at all in the nonprofit?
Of course they will be. Yeah. Yes. One of my older sisters lives in Colorado right now, but she'll be moving to DC in June, right before the pageant.
So she'll get to come see you.
We'll probably all crash at her new place.
Nice.
Shout out to Marjorie for letting us crash.
There you go.
But yeah, they'll be involved. And like I said, that's where the title Sisters United came from. I want it to be a united front for all my sisters to have people in their corner saying, we got you. And if that can be, you know, legal services, or if they just need diapers, or if they need formula, or if they like, I don't know what's going on, like, with my stomach. Like, there's weird things that happen when you're pregnant. Like, you've been there with your wife, so.
Sure. I mean, I haven't been pregnant, but yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
You've been a part of the journey, and that's what we want to make sure, that there's a community, because every child needs a village still. I definitely believe that.
So what was, like, for you personally, that aha moment? Because, like, relating to postpartum, the broad picture of, that's definitely an emotional time, and it's a very serious situation, right? It's very real.
Yeah.
What was, like, that aha moment? Do you remember, I'm starting a nonprofit because this is ridiculous?
Yeah, it was a light bulb for me when, like I said, I was going through my own experience, and legal fees are crazy when you're dealing with family law. I mean, it's, for anybody who doesn't know, it's like $300 an hour. And I mean, you're a lawyer, maybe not in family law, but
I'm a recovering lawyer, but yeah.
You're recovering.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a lot to manage. A single working mom who has a newborn, and you're trying to figure out, you know, what daycare to take them to, and daycares are so expensive now. So
yeah,
it's just managing all that. I'm like, we need more support. And postpartum is not talked about at all to me. Like, yeah, it just feels like, oh, you know, they're women, they got it. Like, this is what their natural body does. But it's, you know, there's postpartum depression, there's postpartum anxiety that is kind of under the rug. It's like, oh, well, we women just have to do it. And we need to talk about that more, because as, I don't know, high achieving women, it's like, it's such a night and day shift when we're used to be on the go, go, go. And then you have a baby and you're just at home and everything's slow. You're not used to that slow. You're used to fast pace, like achieving and doing. So it's very different.
You mentioned March being Women's History Month, and mm-hmm. it was International Women's Day in March as well. And we were at a breakfast for Iredell Health. They were having one, and it's amazing to hear even you say, right, even completely disconnected, you weren't at that event, but all of you ladies kind of saying that same thing of like, y'all do so much for everybody else. It's okay to ask for help for yourselves.
And I don't think there's enough help for us when it comes, like I said, to legal services or getting the therapy we might need to comprehend what our body went through, what we're going through mentally. Like, I saw a meme the other day on Instagram. It's like, when you're driving as a mom and your baby's crying in the background, or there's like a stoplight, you're like, it's anxiety. Like, you want to help the baby, but you can't. Like, you can't get out of your seatbelt and you can't get the baby out of the car seat. So there's a lot going on with that.
It's amazing, because I think back to when we had our first child, Noah, and, you know, when it happens, it's so surreal, you know, because, like, you go for, what, 10 months, and everything's changing, and then, like, all of a sudden, there's a real baby, right, in the room with you, and it just dumps all of this, like, from your brain, like, it just kind of all comes out at that point of, wow, I really got to do this.
Yeah.
And I remember the second night, the nurse, she, like, kind of creeps her head out the door. all right, good luck tonight, and just leaves. And I was like, well, wait a second, whoa. But so for
come back.
Yeah, so for the single moms out there that are having to endure this journey by themselves, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, it is very tough. And like you said, you're kind of left to your own defenses. As I mentioned, I have three older sisters. They all have kids, and I loved being an auntie. And you don't realize what it entails when you become a mom. Like, you're waking up every 2 hours to feed the baby. For me, I had a natural birth. I had no C-section or anything, because that's what I chose to do. And even that.
Did you get tapped with
epidural,
the meds?
Nothing. No.
No, you crazy then. You lied.
I wanted that experience. That's what everybody said.
That experience?
I wanted that. Yeah, some people have it like in the bathtub and.
There's a reason why God didn't have dudes have babies. I can tell you that right now.
I agree. But it's like, I tell women now, it's like, everybody plans for, pregnancy. Y'all need to plan for postpartum. Like, that is not discussed. In the movies, you have their whole journey through pregnancy, but after the baby arrives, like, it's not talked about enough.
Do you have any advice for somebody then? Like, what would you tell them? Maybe there's a mom out there struggling like mentally right now. Like, I don't know if I can handle this. I feel down and out. What is like a word of encouragement you could give them?
Oh, that's a great question. Us women, we just have to continue doing it, right? We have to continue working. We have to feed baby. But definitely reach out to the people closest to you who love and support you. And It's always said, like, you remember the people who were there for you in the fourth trimester, because that's what they call it. Like, it's fourth trimester because you're still in the weeds. Like, you're not sleeping. Like, you're sleep deprived. Like, you're not sure why baby's crying right now. You fed them. You changed them. They rested sufficiently. And you're like, what is going on? So definitely reaching out to your support systems, prayer for sure.
Yeah.
And being able to have those local community supports, like hopefully Sisters United will be.
And so, is Sisters United, will it rally around the concept of coming together, or will it be more of like physical needs, like goods and products and things like that, providing to people?
So I saw another organization, shout out to Charlotte SB, who did a community organized baby shower, and it was in one of our libraries here in Charlotte, and every like body, there was a line out the door for that. So the need is there. So physical needs, like I said, I want it to be, hey, I can't afford formula today or for the week, like having an actual like storage of items, but also being like, I'm struggling. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm sleep deprived. So having, okay, you can talk to our therapist or a counselor. Like I said, oh, I don't know what's happening with my stomach right now. I fortunately had health insurance with my job, and I was able to speak to a nurse 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, that was something that my healthcare provided, which was amazing, because I was like calling all the time. I'm like, I don't know what's happening to my body right now. And they were able to alleviate that concern right away. So hopefully it'll be a whole gamut of resources for them.
Funny you mentioned the nursing. My wife did the same where she called nurse, but I knew all the answers already.
Oh,
so,
of course
but she went ahead
she
and called the nurse anyway, like as if I was wrong. And I'll say I did not throw it back in her face when she hung up the phone and say, "See, told you." I didn't say that at that moment.
I mean, for extra measure, you want to make sure your baby's okay, right?
Yeah, trust anybody else but the person sitting next to you, I guess, is the rule most times.
I mean, there's so many changes that happen when you're pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
It's just wild. And it's different for every woman. So you can't pinpoint, like, this is exactly what's wrong with you. Because me, I didn't have many symptoms of nausea. I mean, I had nausea, but no vomiting. Like, I was still working out and exercising throughout my pregnancy, and was able to have a natural birth. So it's just a wild journey for every mom. So I want it to be specifically for new moms who find themselves single, whether that's domestic abuse, emotional abuse, any kind of traumatic experience that they're going through. I want to be there to help them. Mm-hmm.
Michelle Fedelia, Miss Black North Carolina, soon to be Miss Black USA.
Yes.
August 3rd, it will be live streamed from Washington, D.C.,
yes, sir,
representing North Carolina.
Absolutely.
That's we got a great state here.
North Carolina,
you got to rep it right.
Raise up. Yes.
You clearly can sing. She gave us a snippet of that. Sisters United, your nonprofit, a registered 501c3, up and coming. If you want to support single moms and moms going through postpartum, to be a resource in the community, if you have any emotional tie to that whatsoever, now's the time to get involved with Michelle. Yes, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me, and congrats again, and Entrepreneur of the Year.
No, don't do that right now. No. This is about you. August 3rd, we're gonna check out the live stream. I'm gonna be shouting through the computer. So I apologize if that disrupts at all there in the room.
I'm looking forward to
it. Michelle Fedele, Miss Black, North Carolina. Good morning, fam. Top of the hour here. You're going to get a little bit of news. We're going to talk to Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber, at 8:15 on the phone. We're going to get the full Megilla, the word of the day. I was trying to use the word of the day. Nice. Coming back. Good morning, okay, and 8:06. Thank you to Michelle Fedele giving us the Megilla there about Miss Black North Carolina, Miss Black USA. August 3rd, she'll be there competing in the MS portion of the competition, the Miss MS. They do that because of the age bracket. Interesting, learning a little bit more about pageantry. Only been in the game about a month and a half. Coming in, representing very well, very poised, and she sang on air.
She sang well.
Willing to. Didn't even put up a fight.
No, she sang well.
I think I'm getting better at this.
In another language.
Am I getting better at this, of convincing people that they should sing on the radio?
Stay humble.
Okay. It's not me, though. I mean, I'll sing Do, Re, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Hmm. Is that a song?
Yes.
I mean, that's a warm-up, right? But that, I don't know if that's like a full-fledged song.
Sound of Music. I think there's something similar.
It's probably the song they sang back in the day whenever they made this hidden moonshine dwell inside of North Wilkesboro Speedway. Did you see this? There was a sinkhole, suppose, that came out, that here's the rumor, that underneath the front stretch grandstands,
row 7,
North Wilkesboro Speedway, that is an old moonshine den underneath there.
Now that's racing.
It's plausible. I'll be very honest and upfront on here. We're talking about racing at the original speedway of racing at a time. Wasn't racing invented because of moonshining? Wasn't it really like out of the concept of
some Dukes of Hazzard scenario?
Running the liquor, making a run.
Liquor running.
And then all of a sudden, whoa, let's remove the liquor and keep running. And we'll just do it on a track. And that's how racing was born. The history of racing. And Justin's eyes. Moonshine finding underneath. I could believe it, having gone to App State, having driven past the North Wilkesboro Speedway many a times. Definitely a place where moonshining takes place. At one point.
Let's open that puppy back up.
Why not go into? You remember when, who was it? Whoever was that got to open Capone's secret vault and there was nothing in it? You remember that back? Like, that was years ago. It was like over a decade ago. What is it? Rivera? Something like that. Some famous news broadcaster guy. Geraldo Rivera. That's who it was.
That's exactly who it is.
He got to open Capone's thing. Let's open the moonshine thing. You know? Let's figure out. Although it seems like it's opened itself.
Right.
Like, don't we know now whether or not it was or not? Or is it just believed to be like kind of like an old ancient den where there's nothing really in there, but it looks like at one point people hung out?
Nothing like a little bit of myth and mystery.
Or is it really just high schoolers hanging out, you know, skipping school? Because, like, if you looked under the bleachers at Hopewell High School, you know, during third period, somewhere between 2005 and 2008, there was likely some kids hanging out underneath there.
Your boy.
North Wilkesboro Speedway, probably similar.
Probably found me there, too.
Sure. So it's a hop, skip, and a jump away from south side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's only about a 45-minute drive, maybe an hour.
Not if you're running liquor.
Not if you're running. If you're running. But excited they found this. I think this is the kind of history we need to focus on right here.
Yeah, I'm with it. I love that. Great story.
I wonder if it just like literally caved in. Like somebody, like there's somebody in the, you can see in the picture here, right? The people related to, because Speedway Motorsports owns North Wilkesboro Speedway. So is this one of those things where now we're going to have to like glass vault off this section of the stand and preserve it for history? Is that what happens here? Or are we okay with just ripping this thing out and calling it a new day?
I don't know. I think I'm opening it back up.
We want to
tell no one, open it back up.
So you're, okay. I was thinking, tell everyone, let's make it a new section, premium tickets.
No, I like the illegality of it.
Okay.
Gives it a little bit of edge.
Yeah. Never mind. There's nothing to see here.
Right.
Nobody look at this. We're going to move on to the next story now.
But should we put like a clear glass over there? Sure.
So people
could see.
But it doesn't really.
But you don't see. Mm. You know, like that guy who thought he saw that thing.
Right. But then that thing never happened.
Don't worry. Turns out he didn't see it.
And you're talking about Tepper and that thing with the Panthers, right?
I guess. I can be. What's up with Tep?
Panthers fans rank behind Cowboys as most disgruntled currently.
Oh, so we're bottom of the league? Oh, no. So we're second.
We're second. We're not the most disgruntled. We're the second most disgruntled. Agree or disagree?
Number of negative posts.
It's an accurate stat.
Yeah, that does qualify as disgruntled. I believe it. It's been a hard year for Charlotte sports, to be honest.
All of them combined? Like, if you could take the totality?
Yeah. The basketball team has been pretty tough. It's just been tough, man.
You know, Charlotte FC is holding it down for us.
Yes.
How the Charlotte Checkers doing?
Not too bad.
But not too good? 50-50?
They're not the shine. I mean, we need teams to go undefeated.
If we're going to get out of this
bunker. Right.
What about the new professional rugby team? Does that bring hope to the Charlotte sports scene?
Yes, down the line, yeah, for sure. We got a lacrosse team too.
We do. We do have a lacrosse team. The Charlotte Hounds.
Carolina Chaos. Nope.
Carolina Chaos. It's new. They changed it.
Yes.
Yeah. New team.
Now they'll be good.
Yeah. Lacrosse is crazy. There was the clip I saw on my timeline of playing in the snow recently. Have you ever played in the snow? Lacrosse in the snow?
I've played in some really frigid temperature. Never has it been snowing.
Did you see the clip of the snowing one?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, because you played professional lacrosse.
Small world, yeah.
Small timeline.
Well, small lacrosse community.
Oh, got it.
Right.
I don't know, though. I don't think Panthers are the second most. You think, you don't think the Patriots are more disgruntled, or they're just used to it at this point, like of being
used
hated?
To it?
Well, being hated.
This isn't the being hated part.
This is the fans upset part.
Right.
Why are Cowboys fans so upset?
I think they're just supposed to do really well every year, and they do have, like, a good team. And
they get, like, right to that cusp every year.
Right. On paper, you're like, yeah, this is the year. And sure enough, they let themselves down.
But isn't it even a feat to make it to the playoffs? Like, isn't that the whole thing? Like, we just want to make it to the playoffs.
Correct. I don't think we're asking for much.
No.
I would even settle for, like, competitive.
Yeah, like let's just get like wild card.
Right.
Not being sub 500.
Right.
Let's start with that. Let's not be sub 500.
Right, competitive.
Let's get there first.
Right.
Do you think the new coach, what's his name again?
Oh, man.
He looks like Cristiano Ronaldo, kind of. Have you heard that?
He's a good-looking guy.
They had the coaches picture up, the 2024 NFL coaches picture. I saw that posted online as well of all the coaches across the entire NFL. They met in, I think, Miami. Kind of cheating a little bit there for the Miami coach, but
Dave Canales.
Yeah. He looks like Cristiano Ronaldo, kind of.
I don't care. You keep saying it.
You're not jelly of that?
I'm not jealous.
You kind of look like Cristiano Ronaldo.
All right, now we're talking.
now you got a little bit longer hair than Cristiano Ronaldo right now, though.
Right. I like to pride myself in my versatility.
Right.
Right.
One of the many skills.
Thank you.
Do you agree? Carolina Panthers, the second most disgruntled fans in all of the NFL.
I do agree.
Combine it with the Charlotte Hornets. Does that move us to the number one slot?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to say no.
Yes. In terms of like Sports City this season.
Who's doing worse?
I would say the, like, out of our local teams.
Well, or in general. Who's more upset?
That's what a... Dallas or us?
That's it? Those are the only two options?
No. I'm asking you. Oh. You just asked such a broad question.
Sure. Maybe Fort Mills even more, because they didn't even get anything like out of anything.
Right. What are you saying right now?
We're on break. It's okay. Coming back, Good Morning Fan. Got Bill Russell up next on the phone, I think.
That's Morning Pep Talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. Good morning, OKN. 8:18 on this Wednesday day. Mamie's out. She took the day. She had something she had to do. I forgot to ask what. RideHighCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. Let's see how it's looking with the rain. Jeff, is it raining out there right now?
It's raining in Charlotte. I'm just coming up to Harris Boulevard right now, but 70, no accidents to report at this time, but 77 southbound in the from the lake down to Charlotte. There are pockets of heavy traffic and slower moving traffic, so just be careful of some slowdowns. There is ponding on the roads from the water. And then 77 northbound, get up around exit 23 in Huntersville up to Cornelius. There's some slowdowns there. I haven't heard of any issues with the secondary roads in Statesville or Mooresville, but if you're heading out, just leave a little extra room and a little extra time to get to your destination safely.
This morning when I left the house, Jeff, there was the misty mist kind of rain. You know what I mean? That kind of just wets your whole body. Is that still what is kind of going on out there?
Yeah, visibility some places is not as great as others. So, again, just be careful and leave some room, slow down a little bit. But at least we made it to Wednesday.
Thankfully, Jeff, we're more than halfway done with the week. Technically, now that the day's actually started,
yeah.
Right? I mean, technically, we kind of, we'll give it till lunch. Anyway, Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. Hope you have a great day. Stay safe on those streets, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation. We talked about first thing on the show this morning, McDonald's and Krispy Kreme partnering together. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber, joining us right now. Bill, give us the whole Megillah here. Are you willing to go to McDonald's to buy a Krispy Kreme donut?
I didn't know they were serving. I'll be down there in a minute.
Well, you got to wait. It's not until 2026. It takes a long time to cook these donuts.
Okay.
It takes a while to cook these donuts around here.
So, McDonald, I didn't hear that segment. I was listening. I heard your NASCAR segment a little while ago and heard you with Michelle, but I didn't hear about the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, it's a new thing that just came. 2026, McDonald's will be selling Krispy Kreme. Now, it is limited to three flavors. It's the glazed, the chocolate covered, and the chocolate with sprinkles. Do those fit your needs?
I don't do the chocolate with sprinkles, but I am absolutely about the glazed, and I like the chocolate covered. But I also like the ones with the little custard inside.
Bill Russell, no one knows more about the local scene than you. Being president of Lake Norman Chamber, you know of every restaurant, every food spot that opens up across the entire Lake Norman area. Do you pack your own lunch, or do you go out to lunch most days?
I go out to lunch every day. I never bring my lunch. I go out to lunch every day here and usually try to support my chamber members. So I do that. So, yes.
What else is going on in the chamber world? The gala was this past weekend. What a beautiful event. Thank you again for all the consideration and the nomination, and what a wonderful time it was to celebrate with the small business community. So now that the gala is over, is that kind of like your fiscal year end kind of a thing? Because now you guys have had a transition of the chair, right? And all that. Give us that kind of inner workings of the chamber.
Yeah. You know, we used to do that every January. So you started the year off with a new chair in January, and actually TART took over in January. But with COVID, those were the months that January and February really raised its head. So we moved the event to March, and it just kind of worked because in December, nobody's thinking about awards and nominations and and sponsorships. None of that's really transpiring. So, you know, pretty much everybody takes about 2-3 weeks off in December. So moving it to March kind of works for us. TART's already been in the saddle for 3 months. So that's, it's sort of a little bit late, but it works for us. And it was you're right. It was absolutely a great event.
Senator Jeff Tarte taking over as chair of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. So what's kind of the mission this year going forward, would you say, for the chamber? You said you did 52 ribbon cuttings, I think, in 2023. My gosh, that's a lot of businesses coming to there, which is fantastic. But kind of what's the goals for you over the next, call it 9 months left of the year?
Actually, what we're doing right now is we're doing something called the listening tour. We're actually, we tapped our ambassadors this past ambassador meeting, gave them a list of like 30 chamber members to go out this month and just sit down and ask them some questions about, is this the information do we have on file? Is this right? You know, are we doing programs that are relevant to your business? Are there things that we could do better? Are you aware that we're doing this? And they're going to be going out each month meeting with about 30 members. And if you've got about 30 members you're clipping away after 12 months, you haven't hit the whole membership by any stretch of the means, but you've hit a good bit of it. So that's what I'm trying to have. We want to be relevant to our chamber's membership.
Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk, the show that airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. What's on tap for the show today, Bill?
Well, we've got the Blanchard Institute and Visiting Angels, but actually you've already had a Visiting Angel just this morning.
How about that voice, right?
Michelle, she's a sweetheart. She came to the banquet, and I got to meet her the other day. And, of course, her mother is one of those ambassadors that we just talked about. And Denise, again, Michelle's mom, she's one of those that's going to be going out and meeting with our members. But we're going to be talking to Visiting Angels, what they do in terms of home health care. And also we're going to be talking to the Blanchard Institute, which is really substance abuse and trying to get people off that and help, you know, with the families, because it's not just an individual issue. It's always a family issue.
Is that the Visiting Angels, the one, Visiting Angels, America's choice for health care, home care? Is that the one? Is that the right jingle?
You know, Michelle got you on this little thing, but I don't think you're quite there. So stick to the broadcasting.
She gave me confidence. She gave me confidence, Bill. That's what happened.
Whatever. I think it's a little bit on the crusty side there, guy. Right?
That is the Megilla, sir. That is the Megilla. The full story. The full story. That's it. All these orange cones around the lake. Go ahead. Sorry, Bill.
You guys were talking about NASCAR on the moonshot. You know, it was Junior Johnson. He was the guy that they were all chasing down through the mountains. And of course he became a NASCAR star, and he's got moonshine out. Have you ever had Junior Johnson's moonshine?
We don't want to talk about Junior Johnson right now, Bill.
It's a legal product. It's a legal product. It's sold in ABC stores. So
you're talking about a label that says moonshine, though. But you know that proof on that bad boy ain't what they're running in the mountains, though. You know there's a difference on that.
No. It's not, and it's not probably nearly as potent as what he was running. But it's still a pretty good product.
You know what you do is you go to a flame and you just spit it out over the flame. If the flame ignites, you know you got something real.
Well, there you go.
No comment from the chamber president on that one. The whole Megilla here is what we're getting from Bill Russell. I'm using the word as many times as I can right now, Bill. All these orange cones around Lake Norman. Are we going to see more, you think, anytime soon?
I think they're importing the orange cones up from Florida and Tennessee. I don't think all those orange cones are from North Carolina. They're everywhere here. But that means that we have been asking for improvement to our roads and our infrastructure, and we're getting it. It's taken some time. Some of us slowed down by COVID, but you're starting to see major improvements here in Cornelius. Been happening in Huntersville and going to continue to happen. They've already happened in Davidson. So we're seeing major, major road improvement for our area. And it's something that we need because we're a growing community.
Huntersville has their groundbreaking for their new town hall coming up in April. How important are town halls and downtowns to the livelihood of individual communities around Lake Norman?
They're the heart of the community. I was there 2 days ago, Monday. I went to Cornelius Town Hall because we're looking at having a business event down there with Mecklenburg Economic Development. And as we walked in, they're down there having a program in the community room about how to play bridge. You go to Davidson's new town hall, and they've got all kinds of activities going on at the same time they have a town board meeting going on. So it's the heart of your community. So it's very important. That's where we do workshops, but it's also where they're doing community events.
The community center concept, because you're getting into kind of the activities and everything like that. Should the town halls play a larger role in community gathering? Do you think that's a positive thing for a community to go to these town halls and gather?
I do. I think your town hall and your city government should be a place where people do gather, not only for political events and things of that nature and governance, but a place where they can meet and come together. So, yes, absolutely. And it is a chance for our elected officials to meet with their constituents. So, yes, I think it's a great thing. And I really like what Davidson's done, refurbishing the school, repurposing for a better use, where there's now community activities. Where, you know, arts and crafts and all kinds of things of that nature. So, yes, I'm a strong supporter of that.
Kane Center for the Arts announced, I believe they're buying a couple of the properties there in downtown Cornelius. Did you see that information that came out?
I did not.
Okay. I was hoping you could fact find for me on this. No, I didn't break it. No. But I was hoping you fact found for me or anything like that, you know, because I watch like news to get my news, you know what I mean? So I was hoping Bill Russell would have my news for me this morning, but that's okay.
I'll call Dave Yoker because he camped out there now.
Yeah, well, and that's the funny part. It was on Cornelius Today, too. I saw a follow-up article on it. I think Kane Center released some information online, and then, Cornelius Today had an article. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, the man who knows everything. He knows the Megillah of the Lake Norman area, the full story. Nobody knows it like Bill Russell, also host of Town Talk, airs every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. If you miss the live show, which is great, by the way, it's a great show to listen to, you can go back and listen to it whenever you want because the podcast is available. Also, the on-demand video, so maybe you want to see them kind of messing around. Bill tends to stay with his guests on break to kind of talk behind-the-scenes chamber stuff. So that's kind of that extra stuff you get by checking out the digital stream and going back and listening to the podcast. Bill, we appreciate you this morning. Are you already here in Corntown? Are you coming up from the farm still?
No. I'm here in Cornelius. We'll be down at our show. And again, congratulations last week. Our Entrepreneur of the Year. That was fantastic.
Very, very kind of you, sir. I appreciate it. Very grateful. Very humbling. There's a lot of great businesses and entrepreneurs in the area. So grateful. Thanks, Bill.
All right, sir.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good Morning LKN on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:33 on this Wednesday day. Thanks again to Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk, airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. If you missed the live show, go back and catch it on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Wherever you watch your videos at. Did get a call from Jeff with ICATS. 77 northbound, mile marker 32. There is an accident in the toll lane. So if you're heading north on 77, anywhere near mile marker 32, it's going to be slow. You're going to want to find alternative routes. It is in the toll lane, so don't get caught in that toll lane. You got to dip off. I think the last entry point before 32 would be... I think it's, I want to say it's even, there's not one after Langtree. It might be right after Langtree. Hop off on 28 out of the toll if you need to, if you're going to stay on 77 or find alternative route, alternative transportation. If you're heading northbound 77, again, mile marker 32, there's an accident in the toll lane. 77 north and south, though, moving extremely slow right now in general. It's raining out. It's Wednesday. People are thinking about the holiday next week, probably traveling for spring break, right? Because all the local schools, I think next week is the spring break, right? I'm pretty sure if ours, like CMS is next week. I don't know about Iredell-Statesville. I'll look that up, but you may know that already as far as if they're going to be on break. Maybe you're traveling for spring break. Maybe you're looking to have some fun. Missed opportunities. We talked about McDonald's and Krispy Kreme this morning. I've told you about my beef with Krispy Kreme in the past, how I'm the rightful heir to the throne. Still working through that one. Dunkin' Donuts. They had the jumpsuits that came out after the Super Bowl. Mm. Had it on my calendar to go on there and buy. Reasonable price for a jumpsuit, $60. In my opinion, that's a reasonable price for a fitted, you know, Dunkin' custom jumpsuit.
To look that cool?
$60?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Kohl's prices now at this point, you know, right? Which is where that's where I go.
I can tell.
Arby's, though, has something that I this one's even too rich for my blood. I might be okay missing this opportunity. So Arby's, and here's the tagline. Want to look like you graduated from Arby's? Rock this Letterman. They no got Arby's Letterman jacket. But here's the thing. They only have one. It's a one of one, and it's on eBay. So I checked the price last night. Let's see if it hasn't moved.
What are we looking at?
$2,025 for an Arby's Letterman jacket.
You could buy a whole Baltimore neighborhood.
You could revitalize a city for that cost.
Right.
Be careful.
But this looks pretty sweet.
Last time you've been to Arby's?
Oh, years. Pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic?
Yeah.
I'm trying to read what it says at the bottom. It says, what does it say?
Beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar. Not even my sandwich of choice. Pass.
A tribute to Arby's beef and cheddar, the Arby's Letterman jacket.
And it says Arby's Letterman jacket at the head of its class.
Mm. It's a nice ad.
It's a fresh Letterman. I don't think it's a $2,000 Letterman.
No.
You got to have somebody else wear it first. Like, they should have done, like, Michael Jordan's going to wear it for a day. You know what I mean? Like, they should have done something like that.
Well, maybe if you're wearing that and you go into Arby's, maybe you get a discount on
free
your beef
subs
and
for
cheddar.
Life.
Something.
That, okay, now we're talking. Okay, you right. pay $2,000 today, free roast beef sandwiches for life.
It's got that QR code on the inside pocket. You just pop it open, they scan it, boom. Quack. Yeah, that's the real one.
Or actually, really anything on the menu. I wouldn't want to just limit myself.
Right.
Because Arby's
is, if you're at the head of the class.
Arby's is trying to expand its menu. I don't know if you've noticed that. They've moved beyond just roast beef. They got fish sandwich.
Mm.
They got mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
They got a boxed cheesecake.
They have boxed cheesecake?
I think it just comes like in a package and then they just like move it from fridge to your bag.
Right.
So in a box.
I like that. Now an Arby's boxed cheesecake Letterman jacket. That could really go.
Free cheesecake from Arby's for life?
He's having trouble breathing already.
Would you rock this jacket, though? Like, even if someone handed this to you for free, would you wear this jacket? Besides Halloween.
You know what? I would probably wear it. I'd probably wear it.
It would definitely get attention. It would get attention. You walk downtown with that?
It's a statement piece.
And you're going to be in Charlotte with that jacket if you had it.
Right.
You walk through Fourth Ward with that thing, you're probably getting robbed. People are taking that from you.
No, just a lot of high fives. It's all good vibes in Charlotte.
Okay. But if they knew it got you free Arby's for life, that would almost be dangerous to wear it out. It kind of becomes like
Correct.
Batman's cape. You can't just be like carrying that around daytime.
Correct.
People will know. This is a one of one. There it is. Get him. Talk about mobs. It's free Arby's. Oh, instead of Michael Jordan, they could have Darth Vader. Because isn't he the voice for Arby's? Arby's, we have the meats. Isn't it the dude from James Earl Jones? Is James Earl Jones still alive?
Oh, that's a great question.
He was the spokesperson. Maybe now they just have like a similar voice person?
Right. Yeah.
Uneducated, uninformed.
Correct. I don't know the Arby's voice. I'm not on the inside of that.
Dunkin' should have done free coffee for life if you got one of the jumpsuits. They didn't have to, but they could have.
Right. Yeah.
But they sold multiple direct. So again, that was $60 per, you can get $60 for the jacket, $60 for the pants. No, they had limited quantity. Here, again, one of one. There's got to be more to this than just purely saying you've got the Arby's jacket. I think the problem, oh, wait. Oh, wait, no. No. A tribute to Arby's classic beef and cheddar. Arby's Letterman jacket is the ultimate
price. Just an Arby's jacket.
Yeah, that's all. There's just,
that's all it is. Yeah, there's no
there
fine
more,
print.
Yeah, I thought there would be a little bit more there to it.
It doesn't give you nothing.
That's unfortunate.
Other than the pride.
Are Letterman jackets, that's a high school thing, right? Letterman jacket, that was originally a high school thing?
Correct. I think you can get them in college as well, but.
Just football, or was it all sports?
All sports. You get a Letterman jacket, and then you get.
Like a varsity letter type thing, right? Like
Correct.
You get a letter.
So you could be a multi-sport athlete.
I do remember
not just
that.
Just football. Football players, I'm sure, made them a little more common.
I remember it from Mighty Ducks.
Right.
I do remember them getting Letterman jackets.
It's a great football movie.
Mighty Ducks 3?
Mm-hmm.
Sequel. Still right. didn't hit as well. Well, actually kind of hit better than the first because I was ready for them to mature. But instead of like a Letterman jacket, you know, I think the White Sox are doing right. I might be a baseball fan now. I might be a baseball fan, not for the reasons you might think, like the sport, the process, Shohei Ohtani, DraftKings.
Well, what have we here?
Nothing related to that. But the White Sox in Chicago, I think, are doing it better than anybody. A 16-ounce...
How much does that run you?
Campfire milkshake at the game. It's topped with graham crackers, marshmallows, and pieces of chocolate. Looking at this thing, that's a stout-looking shake right there. That's got to be a $20 milkshake.
20?
You think that low? Or is that low?
That's
or high?
Low.
Okay.
That's low. Look at those marshmallows on top.
And is that real chocolate around the cup, or is that just part of the plastic
question.
Mold?
That's got to be part of the plastic. That looks really perfect.
And they're letting people play with these flaming devices, you know what I mean? Like the torches to get the Malos crisp on top like this?
Yeah, that's a $40 milkshake.
That probably is a $40 milkshake, especially in Chicago. It's more expensive in Chicago, right? Like it's higher cost of living. So the stadium's probably higher.
Sure.
I would definitely drink one of these. If you said, Justin, we'll give you this free, I would go to a baseball game.
All right.
Should the Charlotte Knights have this?
Yes, everyone should have it.
Not even just sports. Yeah. Just at my house, I should have this.
Right, we should have it here at the station.
Where's the milkshake? President Biden,
throw the WSSC
we demand
logo
ice
right
cream
over
machines.
That thing. Yeah. Yeah, it looks delicious. Looks tasty. I wonder how many flavors they come in.
It says here via Levi Restaurants. I've not heard of this company. So levirestaurants.com looks like they're a national restaurateurs. Yeah, that they're able to do it because they do stuff, I think, with the LA Dodgers as well. Speaking of LA Dodgers, Representative Jason Sain is his show is today.
Yes.
11 to noon.
Now that's a transition, my friend. Good job.
I listen sometimes. Big Dodgers fan. That was the whole, right? Representative Sain is a big Dodgers fan.
Yeah, I gave you credit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Representative Sain coming live from Raleigh today, I believe.
Yeah.
He shot a message over. Let's see what he's got going on in his show today. He's going to have Representative Ray Pickett of Watauga County. He's going to talk about ABC reform in North Carolina. Always be chilling?
Always be chilling. Arby's be chilling.
Arby's be chilling with Letterman jackets that get you not free roast beef sandwiches for life. Let's talk about it.
Right.
Also, the university system.
Arby's be capping.
No cap Arby's.
Right.
But ABC.
We got the meats.
The university system, ABC reform, and more. Big high-level topics.
He does a good show.
Does a great show. You think ABC is the one who, if marijuana fully goes legalized, I think the talk was ABC is the one who would handle that process, I think, as far as that was one of the conversations, was that certain things would fall under ABC. Be curious. I don't know if they're going to touch on that at all.
That makes sense.
ABC
it's a state to state thing.
Yes. You know, because here, people that come from, let's say, California, they're always very confused when you have to go to like...
Or even Georgia.
Right.
Right. Because they have like small business liquor stores. Yeah, like Oscar's Packaging.
Yeah. Let me go to the corner store.
Right.
But you got to go to an ABC store here in North Carolina.
Correct.
Heavily regulated.
So. Not until we get some of that reform.
Does it matter? Like, would you rather go to Cashin's and just get you a bottle of something than have to go to the ABC store?
I'd rather go to Wilkes
Speedway?
Yeah.
North Wilkesboro? Go under.
I'd make some.
I'll be there at Row 7. That's what they should call it, too, is Row 7. Somebody needs to open up in Wilkesboro.
I'll do it.
A bar.
Bill's Banana Pepper Brandy.
Row 7?
That's all we got.
That'd be a fresh name right there. Sell Arby sandwiches, too? Maybe like
kind of. Talk to the guy in the Arby's varsity jacket.
You know, like how they have the combo, like the Shell gas station plus the Arby's?
Okay.
You could do like a bar plus an Arby's?
Right.
And then you throw in like some of these milkshakes from Levi Restaurants too on top of it. Get your own brand for North
Carolina. Flaming marshmallows on top of my White Lightning.
You ever had a flaming marshmallow? You ever been with a flaming marshmallow?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:48, happy Wednesday day to you. Thank you again to Michelle Fidelia coming in, Miss Black North Carolina, giving us the Megilla of the pageant scene, her onward and upward trajectory to Miss Black USA the first week of August. She'll be representing North Carolina from in Washington, D.C. during that competition. It'll be live streamed. Hope to have her back. Thank you also to Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, for joining us this morning. His show Town Talk airs 4 to 5 p.m. every Wednesday. And Representative Sane's going to be coming to you live from Raleigh at 11 o'clock. But before 11 o'clock, you got the Home Ad Show, 9 to 11. Patrick Reynolds will be hosting that show as of Monday. He's going to be actually observing Joe Berg today in there, kind of getting the lay of the land. Made a couple of changes, which also requires then other changes to the lineup, which Joe, I believe, has announced, as so is Patrick. So Joe Berg's show, The Scoreboard, is going to move, because Patrick's moving from the news drive at 5 to the host of Home Ad. So that opens up that 5 to 6 p.m. slot. We're going to move Joe Berg, The Scoreboard. We know there's a lot of people around here who love to talk sports, especially local sports. And so Joe Berg is going to be coming in 5 to 6 p.m. The Scoreboard's going to move to, since Patrick is not going to be doing two shows a day. And so a lot of emphasis on local sports going on around the area. We're excited that come the fall, we've charged Joe with got to be at a high school. Pick a game of the week every Friday, and he's going to be at a local high school in the listening area, celebrating the many wonderful things going on throughout our local school system and the athletics programs, and being a part of it and being part of your community that you're in, because that's what we're here to do. And we're excited about that. And, yeah, I'm just trying to think who else. Oh, 3 o'clock today. The Sheriff's on today. They're back at it in Studio A. I'm going to be up there in Statesville in a little while to do a little tweaking and weaking around up there. That wasn't a good combo of words. But The Sheriff, The Good, The Bad, and The Guilty, 3 to 4 p.m. You can catch
you don't
that
want to
show.
Be tweaking when they're up there.
No. No, you don't. They bring the dogs in sometimes, too. And they had the canines in the studio before. You got to be careful.
Can't bring them in here.
No, no dogs allowed. There's actually a sign on the door.
There is.
No dogs. It doesn't say no cats.
It does not say no cats.
Or frogs.
Does not say a word about frogs.
Or turtles.
Turtle. Coyote.
Are ferrets?
People love them. Smelly. But they would be the best pets otherwise.
I had a hamster as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. I got.
Is the hamster in the room now?
No, thankfully not, because that thing stank.
What would you name a hamster?
Riz?
No, what did you name it?
Oh, I don't know back in the day. I couldn't tell you that. I think that snake I had, I named it a female name, because it was a female, I think. I don't know how do you confirm a snake's a female?
Same way.
Innie and outie? Like a belly button?
Yes. Like a belly button.
I bring up like the rodents because Emmy in the morning and evenings on my phone, because you know she's becoming.
Emmy in the morning, Emmy in the evenings.
She's becoming aware, like when we have our phones out, right? She's like, "Oh, can I see your phone, Daddy?" Like, and I'm like, "Nah." She's like, "Okay, well, will you Google bunnies?" So she's wanting me to Google bunnies. I think this is a preemptive to her asking for a bunny at some point.
Mm. What are you gonna do?
You pro rodent in the house?
I've actually Nat's sister, her husband. Mm-hmm. South Africa.
Yep.
Right?
Neat.
They had a bunny, Lolly. Just recently passed away. It was an old bunny, but it was pretty cute.
So they've had the bunny for a while?
Yes.
Did they let the bunny just run around
their
place?
The bunny just ran around, and it was, and I mean this with all due respect, like a bit of a chunker, right? So it wasn't moving like fast.
It was a fatty.
Right. It would just kind of hobble.
It was on that Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, that Arby's beef and cheddar.
I don't know if I can handle it, though, if she gets that point of want. Because it's going to happen. Like, Noah's already asked. I feel like it's been easier to say no to Noah.
Right.
Call me a girl dad if you want to. That's fine.
Girl dad?
It's easier to say no to my son than it is my daughter.
Right.
It's because out of love, too, I say no to Noah. Like, no, right. The world's tough. Be tough. Yeah, Emmy, you can have whatever you want.
Sure.
Could I handle getting a rodent? They smell. They stank. I don't know if I want that infect in the house.
Right. You have a lovely home.
No, not even that. Good. I don't think any home should be infected by that.
Right. Well, this one, you have a nice little outdoor kind of area, pavilion.
Outdoor bunny? Get a pet outdoor bunny?
I think they're all outdoors. You know?
Well, unless they live inside in a cage. Are bunnies meant to live in cages?
Is anyone?
Fair question. Ask Diddy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ferrets? Is that better? What about like a hamster, but we set up, you know, like around the whole house, how you can do the tube yeah. city kind of thing like that?
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty good. You can take that call. It's okay. I can talk to this. I'll talk to people. I don't know if I would want to get a hamster, though, or any kind of thing, because it's going to be stank. Is there a methodology? I mean, I guess I could put some fan system inside the house. But in reality, I don't want to say no to my kids. But we've got to preserve the carpet. Maybe the bunny running around, like, inside. I don't know. You can't train him to go to the bathroom, though, can you? I don't think you can do that. I also have a cat. I don't know if the cat would get along. Benji is her name. I should actually give her a name. Just because she's a cat doesn't mean she's not allowed to have a name. Would Benji be okay with Fluffy? I don't even know. What do you call a bunny? What's a good name for a bunny? Roger? Roger Rabbit? If it's a boy? Lola? Go with Space Jam names. Maybe that's the better mindset, is to go with Space Jam names. If I had a girl bunny, I'd probably name it Lola.
Lola.
If it was a boy bunny.
Bugs.
Or Roger.
Roger.
Roger Rabbit.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Who framed him? Do you remember the answer to that? From the movie?
I know the face.
Yeah, it wasn't Jim Carrey, right? He wasn't in that.
No.
That was before Jim Carrey's time.
Yes.
Pre-Jim Carrey. It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
It's a good one. Mr. Rogers' wife, Jessica.
The redhead.
Yes.
I remember her.
Hello, Jessica.
I think what I think I've come to a point that, and we've talked about this, Social Security.
Okay. We do talk about this all the time.
I think I have a better idea than the BlackRock CEO. Do you know who BlackRock is?
I'm definitely familiar with those guys.
They're like a big financial company.
Right.
Like really pulling the strings of the world. Is that a fair assessment to say as far as financially?
Right. Even the name just kind of sounds like.
Those who control the world, aka BlackRock. Is that an ad playing on my computer? Okay. BlackRock CEO says Social Security's retirement age a bit crazy as the crisis looms. And so we've talked about this, that the reality is I'm probably, and you're Bill, you're including this, we're the same age.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get any, or at least the same money from Social Security when we retire that people get today. The formula won't be the same. It'll alter in some way, shape, or form. But so BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, they sent out like an annual letter, these companies.
Larry,
what's up, man?
Lawrence. Fink.
Finkmeister. What you got to say about
Megillah?
What you got on Social Security? Thinks that realistically, we need to encourage people to work longer. Longer than 65.
Right.
No, you're going to have to work till 70.
Okay.
Life expectancies in my family, that works out really well for me.
Right. Two thumbs up.
6 feet
back at it. Yeah.
Yep. And get it, instead of going for the let's get more people to work to cover, let's just have people work longer.
Right.
That's what he says.
That sounds super convenient for old Lawrence.
The funny part is the letter makes no mention of the real issue.
Okay, which is?
Stop spending Social Security money on things other than Social Security.
Oh, Justin, I like it when you have a stance.
Let's be simple about this.
Right.
What is the federal government spending Social Security money on? Everything, right? They tap into that pot.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that okay? Why aren't we saying stop? Why aren't we demanding? Like, I don't get why we as a people aren't like saying for certain things, several things right now. There's a list. I've been keeping it. It's a handwritten list. No more discussing anything until we sort through this stuff. Why can't that be? Well, the government's got to keep going. Yeah, but it's our government. They should be working for us. Why is no one holding them accountable?
Preach, King. Preach.
Are people... And this is where I get on the rant table, and I'm sorry. I don't want to call people dumb, but are we dumb? Are we so?
I think we're dismissive. We're passive.
We're passive on it. That's a better way to say it. Because I don't want to call anybody dumb, but let's educate. Let's get a little common sense here. Let's have an opinion.
Right.
I think the pendulum swings. You know, like you get someone like. Far one way, okay, well, naturally, the pendulum eventually is going to swing the very far the opposite direction.
Revert to the mean.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what's going on right now. But I feel like where we're at in the pendulum is we've said, okay, they're so ridiculous in government, we're going to pull away. We're not even going to pay attention to what they're doing. And I feel like that's where we've gotten to.
Right. And I would say that is probably where they want us to
be. And I would agree with that.
Create such a disorganized, chaotic, unappealing-looking scenario. Why would you even want to step
in? I'm not even going to waste my time looking at this.
Correct.
I got other things to do.
That is exactly where we're at.
10 years later, hey, you're going to work till you're 85.
Right.
And you're just going to have to be okay
but
with it.
But ooh, if you do come and scream in front of a microphone about it, that guy's crazy.
Chop his legs off.
Right. He's just crazy. Just ranting. He's crazy. He's an extremist.
I am extreme.
You are extreme.
Especially,
but not an extremist.
No, especially though, here's where I draw the line.
Oh boy.
If you're going to sell ice cream, you better have Neapolitan. If you don't do that, how can you call it America anymore?
Right. You make an excellent point.
Thank you. I've been really just waiting on someone to acknowledge that. I feel vindicated now. Thank you for that. Reduce my bond.
Reduced.
Throwing reductions out, baby.
Right.
That's what we do. Home ad show up next. If you want to buy, sell, trade, you got a birthday, you got an anniversary.
Ooh.
It's time to celebrate. Let's celebrate you. Let's celebrate you today a little bit. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 844-788-3464. 844-STUDIO-4. That's the number. You're going to chat with Joe a little bit. Patrick will probably shout in the background maybe sometime.
We miss you.
Mames! We'll see you tomorrow. Love you, my kith.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.